Had a couple guys couldn't go today, so you know, have to have some other guys step up.
What was Wainwright dealing with out there tonight? Was he compromised at
all? Yeah, he said while he was warming up, he felt something on the outside of his arm, and just tried to pitch to get through it.
Looked like a stern conversation when you went out to the mound.
I think obviously I saw what all of you saw and tried to figure out what it was that we were dealing with.
If Zach Duke continues to pitch at the level you guys want him to, in what ways could that help a change of bullpen?
Well, it was huge. It's four real big outs right in the tough part of their order. And it still amazes me that he's pitching for us right now after Tommy John. And it's not just his health, but how good his stuff looks right now. And guys that he's faced before, and it's just he's doing a real nice job of making big pitches and tough counts.
The at bat against Freeman for Duke really seemed to be the pivotal point of the game. I know you're probably aware of the numbers, but given the bullpen limitations you had, I guess that's it shows where Zach is right now, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we're also those numbers also go over a period of time when he was a starter, and those can be a little misleading at times. What we're seeing right now are the at-bats that left-handers are taking against him, and it's the kind of at-bats that we want to keep throwing him in there for.
Is that the kind of case where you choose the larger sample size of many left-handers versus the small sample size of left-handed batters? Is that kind of what you're saying?
It goes into it. There's obviously some evidence that over the long haul, the lefties have had a little more success. But it's a good hitter. You're gonna have a tough assignment no matter who you throw in there. So, who's been throwing well? Who's been showing they have a lot of confidence and been making very good pitches against the left-handed hitters? And Zach was our guy right there to get us out of a bind.
Did you like the patience your hitters were showing against Fulton Nevitz early in the game, working that pitch count
on them? Yeah, taking some pretty close pitches too. I thought that second inning, just trying to get something going together and putting pressure on the third as well. Just two. I thought just kind of a continuation of some of the offense we've seen this week, and then a big hit late by Paul give us a little more room to breathe.
Go back to Adam. Is there any kind of level of concern, or how do you move forward with this?
Yeah, he's always saying that it'll be better next time, but we'll just keep looking at it and figure out where we go from here.
Colton Wong makes a lot of these plays that they're just. In the box score 4-3, but they're better than that.
Yeah.
To end the game a few days ago too, can you just put into words what you're seeing from Colton defensively and then also offensively?
Yeah, both sides confidence, and there's no doubt the talent this kid has, and he's got the ability to make a very tough play look very routine. And you're watching some of those short hop balls where he shows off his hands, and you just have to have great hands when you're getting the ball hit as hard as they've been hit to him, and have him short hop like that. But he's making really nice plays. He does a nice job around the bag, and obviously he's in a very good place offensively. Got Rob there, real nice swing, nice short stroke. He's trusting himself, not trying to do too much, and the ball's jumping for him.
You mentioned Adam felt something on the outside of his arm warming up. Was that before the game or warming up before that interview?
Warming up before the game. Extremely difficult, and I'm deliberating the whole time I'm watching. He gets into a spot, and right after I leave the mound, defense helps him out. Matt Carpenter had a couple real nice double plays today, but right there, once again, a guy, one of the better hitters in the league, he gets a double play, gives up one run, and then shuts it down by pitching and manipulating, and he'd be the first to tell you, and he told me, he goes, I can go out there and throw harder if you want me to. He said, I think I can make better pitches with what I'm feeling right now by a change in movement and change in speeds. And he was right. It's hard watching when you know it's not typical. It's not his normal stuff.
How slow can he go?
I don't know. A couple of those didn't register on the gun, so I guess that's pushing the limits. But you saw some very different swings by being able to pull the string a little bit more. And that's, you got to have a lot of confidence in yourself and your stuff to be able to do that. And I thought that was a really very impressive display of who Adam is a pitcher, and what it looks like to be a pitch maker.
Cecil had a really good groove there for a while, but these last couple obviously have not been the same. What's different now?
I don't know. He's getting some chases out of the zone. He's got into some good counts. Like last night, I think, was more good counts. He'd get to an elevated fastball that would get hit after he had a couple good swings out of the zone on the breaking ball and the changeup. Just going to try to continue to find good spots to get him in there to get back into a good role in a good groove.
Are you pondering if Adam had one more in like that in or not?
I know he would have. He said he could stay out there all day and throw like that. You're getting ready to go right through the meat of their order, and they've kind of seen that a couple times, and I think you're probably pushing it at that point. Should be okay. I mean, we shut a couple guys down. We didn't have to use Tui. We didn't actually get the Lions, but guys are feeling it. So need a good start.